Hey, hey, hey! It is 8:21 a.m. I've got one more song for you today. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been so much fun. And thanks for DJ Disco Kim stopping by for a really fun set today. Some of her picks were Waiting for the End of the World by Elvis Costello from My Aim is True release. That really great song, Marquee Moon by Television. Really love that little guitar lick. That was fun. And the Frighteners cover of I'd Rather Go Blind. But also she inspired the entire playlist because we had a great conversation, as she said earlier, talking about her love of Elvis Costello's music of a certain time and just how it influenced her life. And it was a fun, it gave me an opportunity to listen to some stuff I haven't listened to in a while, like Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee, written by Kris Kristofferson, which we heard earlier with Barbra Streisand from A Star Is Born soundtrack. We also heard Immigrant Song, a remaster from Led Zeppelin 3. This that's playing right now is Tiny Apocalypse from Grown Backwards by David Byrne. Of course, we played Perfect Day by Lou Reed. And if you want to see everything that was played today, you can head on over to WRUV Spinatron or a really cool music app called Needle, where I put all of the playlists live. You can find me there at Mirage with two M's. It has been so much fun. We are coming up on the end of this season of Thatcher West, and I really enjoyed it. This month of May is basically a month of spin and plays with friends. So next week, we're going to have a DJ come through who is a fixture down at Babes and Bethels. If you never go there, you should definitely check it out. And then followed by that, we'll have Red Rum come through, which will be so much fun. I'm really excited about that. So stay tuned for those next two Sunday shows. And I'm going to leave you. Oh, it is a rainy day, and personally I think rainy days are great days for a good drive, and so please venture out, but also support your local coffee shops. Head on over to Muddy Waters for a coffee, gift card for a friend, or just to have a quiet moment with yourself. It's a great little spot down on Main Street in the strip where Nectar's and Lazotte Camera are, and also like see what's going on in those other spots. But check out Muddy's and support your local coffee shop. There's some great people there. Okay, this has been fun. Really enjoyed it, as I always do. Hope you all enjoy it. And you can always listen back to the show on WRUV.org. I'm gonna send you off with Pigs on the Wing 2 from Pink Floyd's Animals. And I hope you guys have a great day. Bye, y'all.
You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the weight of the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bones, then it fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Meet Anya, a Vermont youth whose loving family created a ripple effect of safety and affirmation.
I grew up just with this really awesome support system around me. When I went to college and I met my fiance, and I was the first person that she ever felt comfortable enough to come out to, and it felt really special because I knew that the reason I was that safe space was because my family had taught me how to be that safe space.
To learn about Outright's work to strengthen families and communities, visit us at outrightvt.org.
Sure. Thank you. clock they're slowing. The hindsight's been the hardest part, but it's to see you.
Self, I was speaking to you, asking for help, come pull me through, or at least provide some type of clue. Cause in that moment I was searching for real. Pictures in my mind I had to replace, unattainable chase that ended with heartbreak. So I submitted and let it all go. Jumped into the flow of trust and belief, aiming to create a better version of me. One filled with joy, so much excitement, enlightenment shining, achieving, thriving, climbing, truly vibrant. I was aspiring. My life's a journey, I'm sure yours too. To find peace in chaos is what we do. So I started with some self-care, fully aware, positive thoughts and love in the air.
Everyone wakes up in their own. prayers and meditation and days of dedication. Everything is steps and stages, elevation, lessons from the valleys, mistakes or education. The deaths and successes, awakes and celebrations, rage and acceptance, embrace your present station. Even in the deserts, you're praying for restoration till we're making declarations, staking reputations, taking reparations and a page from revelations. I'm talking about better wages and labor legislation. I'm talking about reversing the waste and devastation of decades of decadence, slaves and segregation, land claims and rich soil drained from excavation. Starts with not fearing the pain of separation from ways that only lead to decay and degradation. They'll say it's desecration when the spirit is at work, just cause they're not hearing it at church. That's the energy.
Get a little closer when I feel like I'm almost there. It's like the work's never over. Sometimes it feels so unfair. Sometimes my mind's so unclear. Sometimes it's like no one's there except the voices in my head. Yeah, we never know where the road is gonna take us. Truth is always gonna show, no matter what you wear or how you fix your makeup.
Safe place for you to grieve when you get home.